In Chinese politics, swimming is an act laden with political symbolism. Chairman Mao swam in China's rivers to prove his mastery over nature. And now the city of Guangzhou in southern China has held a huge swimathon to showcase its cleanup of the heavily polluted Pearl River. Critics say this political show could jeopardize swimmers' health. And NPR's Louisa Lim was watching from the riverbank.
I'm on a ferry crossing the Pearl River, and I'm close to the spot where 50 years ago Chairman Mao took a little-known dip in its waters. Legend has it that fishermen stood up to cheer him on, while a member of his entourage commented on how clear the water was. That's certainly no longer the case. Close up, the water's still a sort of soupy green-brown colour, but the real problem is in the muddy sediment that gets churned up by the passing traffic. According to Gan Zhang, a professor at Guangzhou Institute of Geochemistry, that sediment is full of toxic substances.
Based on our study, the heavy metal concentrations in the sediment, in particular lead and cadmium, especially in the urban river sections, they are very high.
Knowing what you know, would you go swimming in the Pearl River?
I won't, because I don't like the water quality there.
And I'm now sitting in a small boat on the edge of the river. And from here I can see the last minute cleanup measures that are underway. There's a whole fleet of launches plying up and down the river, and the men in orange life vests on them that are literally fishing the trash out of the river now. And I'm joined here by Kevin May, the toxics campaigner for Greenpeace China. Kevin, first of all, why is the river so dirty?
A lot of factories, including very polluting factories, are in this region, and they need water to operate. So that explains why it's so polluted.
And the measures that are being taken to improve the water quality, are they long-term measures or just short-term ones for the swim today?
Right. We don't have the reason to believe that that is long-term. We don't see a very comprehensive policy suggested by the government to maintain and also further improve the quality of the water here.
Here at the starting line, there's really a mood of barely suppressed hysteria. All the swimmers are lined up, waiting to go in their swimming trunks.
It's been many, many years since I've swum here, 58-year-old Mr. Liu says, beaming as he waits his turn.
It's not that clean, he admits, but at least it's not harmful. So the provincial leaders are arriving, and all this clapping and cheering. This really feels like a sort of propaganda exercise from the 1960s. And they're off. More than 3,000 people are swimming half a mile across the river. Because of the swimathon, the sewage outlets that normally flow straight into the river have been blocked off, for today at least. So now I've come round to the other side of the river, the finishing line, and as the teams come in, they're all quite triumphal. They're all making victory signs and cheering. And many of them have actually been singing as they swim across the river, as you might be able to hear.
It
was a tiny bit smelly, swimmer Tiao Pin tells reporters. It's so murky, you can't see your own feet. In my day, you could drink river water while you swam, says 69-year-old Zhang Xueqin, watching from the sidelines. The government's spending millions on all this hoopla, he says. If the river still isn't fit for swimming in 3 or 4 years, that would be unacceptable. Faced with widespread environmental devastation, China's local governments may be satisfied with grandiose propaganda gestures like swimathons. But it's clear their citizens now want more. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Guangzhou.